proclamation number 4371 dated the July 11th, 1948. Signs before the catastrophe, anxiety of people and animals. People will be seized by immense anxiety shortly before I appear through the forces of nature. The event will announce itself such that people and animals will feel nervous and inwardly sense that something is about to happen in nature. Strange behavior amongst animals will be particularly apparent. They will attempt to flee in a certain direction and suddenly turn back as if driven by an invisible power. And this behavior will cause apprehension in people who realize that imminent danger is approaching against which they cannot defend themselves. And thus everyone will worriedly wait for what is to come. And you, my servants on earth, should make good use of this time, for it will be a short reprieve when people will still listen to your words because they will be looking for an explanation for the unusual sensations experienced by people and beasts. Then draw their attention to my word, prepare them for my appearance and refer them to me so that they will take refuge with me when the hour has come that I will speak. At the same time you should unite with me in thought so that you may be strong and able to support those who are unbelieving or of little faith. You have to prove yourselves and will be able to do so if you call to me in advance and in the hours of greatest need. I will draw your attention to the signs in advance and give you the opportunity to observe your environment so that you will see that everything I told you will come to pass. That an oppressive feeling and restlessness will burden people, the cause of which you know, and thus you will be able to speak effectively where necessary. And once again you will experience a situation where the person who lives in love will believe you, whereas the heartless person, although listening to you, will derive no benefit from it. Until the hour comes when I will speak from above. And there will be raging and gusting in the air, no one will take notice of the other any longer but only be concerned for his own life. Every person will try to escape but hear the same raging and gusting from all directions and, depending on his attitude to me, he will be affected by the event, he will stay alive or be killed by the natural disaster, as my wisdom has recognized and determined since eternity. Even though it is seemingly common there are no recognizable signs as yet, do not believe that you are safe because the day of the natural event will come without fail, and the unbeliever will be able to see it for himself, if he still has time to think about it. I have spoken and revealed it to you through my spirit, and I will speak through nature with a voice which can be heard by everyone. Anyone who does not believe the first voice will have to hear my voice from above. But even then he will be at liberty to witness it as a mere play of nature or remember my predictions and believe that I want to reveal myself so that you, who do not acknowledge the voice of the Spirit, should hear me. And blessed is he whose life is spared, as he will still have a short time of grace at his disposal which he will be able to use to make up for what he has neglected up to then, in order to prepare himself for the end, which will soon follow the event in nature. Amen.